This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left, dark clouds to the right, here I am stuck in the middle wheel.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
I am very well, thank you.
Good, that's good. So what's in the sandwich today?
I can't decide what's in my sandwich.
Oh, does that give us a little hint about what we're talking about today?
It is a little hint. So I thought we've done a couple of quite meaty, serious episodes the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be fun to just debate each other because we keep saying that we're really different.
Yeah.
So I thought, I wonder how different we really are. So I've got a bunch of things that I thought we could debate. And if we agree on something, we'll just agree to agree and move on.
Right.
But I've got a whole list of them. So
cool. So we're testing the friendship. And, you know, guys, this might be our last podcast.
Yes.
No.
I hope not.
No rant.
Rants welcome if there's something in this that you want to have a rant about or a review or a remedy.
Okay.
But let's start. So the first thing is, the most controversial topic of 2026, are air fryers life-changing or overrated? I know I'm slow to the party because air fryers have been around forever, but this is my question. Is an air fryer life-changing or overrated?
Overrated. My kids gave me one. And it's literally sitting on a tea in my dining room.
That's terrible.
I just don't use it. I've tried and I wasn't that impressed.
Wow. It is life-changing. I get a hard time from my children because I love the air fryer. I use it every day.
Do you?
Every day.
What do you do with it? I think because I haven't figured out the stupid, there's 100 buttons I have to press.
Well, mine has only got 2 buttons.
Okay. See, maybe there's too many buttons.
Yeah, maybe. I bought the biggest size basket one that I could get. It's like a 5-litre or something. Okay. So you can roast a whole chicken in it.
And have you?
Yes.
And
they make
work?
The best roast chickens.
You're joking.
No. The best roast chicken. So you put it in the bag. You can't let the bag touch the element, though. I learned that the hard way, or you end up with Cajun chicken.
Oh, my God. Okay.
but yeah, you can roast a whole chicken in it. You can reheat things. Because if you do things in the microwave, you know how they get a bit rubbery?
Yeah.
It doesn't do that. Oh, you can reheat things.
Okay.
You can. The only thing that's not great for is paste, like cooking a pie or something.
That would have been worthwhile.
Life-changing. Yeah. Love my air fryer. And my kids joked about it because I was like, I don't want one of those. I'll never use it.
Now they're like, look at her go.
I will give you a cooking lesson. Next time you come to my house, I will cook the whole meal in the air fryer.
I think it had a basket that you could rotate chips in it. And it kept falling off the whole time.
No, that sounds complicated.
Whatever.
No.
Yeah.
Simple.
I'll come over for dinner, see?
Yeah, there
chicken.
You go.
I love roast chicken.
Yeah, roast chicken in the air fryer. Okay. Next one.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Menus that now have either a QR code or one of those automatic ordering things so you don't get a human, you know, so you can you can order on an app at your table. Is that brilliant or is it annoying?
Depends. If I've had my full of people, maybe that's a good thing. Order without having a human. I don't know if I like that because we're getting so far away from humans. I suppose it's convenient though.
It's life-changing. It's not life-changing. It's money-saving probably for the restaurant.
Oh, yep.
I'll tell you what is annoying though is when you go onto the menu to order your favourite thing, like I do with the potato skins at Foundation, an ad, and they're out and so they're not on the menu and you have to call a person over and have them say, sorry, we're out. That's annoying.
That is annoying. Yeah,
but I do quite like that I can just pick up the little app and go, I just fancy another gin and tonic. I don't drink gin and tonic, but for the purposes of this, I just quietly order myself another drink.
And it just arrived.
And my favourite bit about it at Foundation, not an ad, is that there's a space for notes. So you can put in there, please make sure my bacon is extra crispy.
And do they listen?
And they listen.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a try. I think I've been to one place and we still went up to the counter and ordered. You know, I'm a human. I like my humans. But yeah, I suppose it's convenient. I'll give it a go.
There is that place, what's it called? I can't even remember, but in the casino complex.
The burger place. Yes.
And it has a robot as well. Yeah,
that's cool.
Kind of cool. You don't have to talk to anybody ever.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Doesn't give you any lip.
Okay, here's one for you. Okay. If you invite people over for dinner, should they help with the dishes?
This is a funny one because I always go, no, it's okay. But I'm quietly pissed off if they don't help. I've just outed myself. Everyone's going, oh, I knew she wanted me to do that. Yeah. I think they should help, or at least offer to help. I was like, no, it's okay, I'll handle it. And Gary gives me daggers because we have turns with, if I cook, he cleans. Right. And he's just like, don't say that.
The only thing is they don't do it the same way you do. It's someone that doesn't stack the dishwasher way
I'm not that particular.
Oh, yeah, see. So I don't want my guests helping with the dishes. I'm happy for people to clear to the kitchen and let me deal with it. Right. Very happy for that, but I prefer to do it.
Yeah.
But before I had a dishwasher, this is going back many years, when I lived in a house, didn't have a dishwasher, till my mother won me a dishwasher in a cooking competition.
Go, Mum.
Segway. Yeah, she won me a dishwasher, oven, a microwave, a range hood, and a espresso machine, like a whole kitchen full.
That's awesome.
And yeah, she won the Women's Weekly Cook of the Year.
There you go.
About 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I needed a new kitchen, and she's like, I just need to find a competition and win you one, and she did.
Wow.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't have, but before I had that dishwasher, and I would have my usual, ladies' nights and all of that. And my friend Fiona would usually be the last one to leave, and she would stay and help with the dishes. Wow. And in many ways, our friendship deepened through that because she and I would be the last ones kind of at the party.
Yeah. I would always offer to do the dishes, and I love doing the washing part, but I don't like doing the drying part.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember fighting over that as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Should you keep birthday cards forever?
Yes.
All of them? Even from the people that you're not friends with anymore?
Oh, there aren't any people I'm not friends with. Okay, maybe one or two. Yeah, I think you should. And much to my husband, it freaks him out. He was like, there's too much paper in this house. So I'm a bit of a... I don't think I'm a... Maybe I am a hoarder. Yeah, I am a hoarder.
So me, the non-clutter person, I still do have a selection of cards from when I was born.
Oh, wow.
My birthday cards.
Wow.
They were in a scrapbook until recently.
But that's quite special, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. But yeah, I've still got lots and lots of all the birthday cards my grandmother's ever gave me. I've still got a box.
Oh, wow.
My kids will have fun with that. But I've got a hat box that was my grandmother's with all of those in. So I'm with you. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Well, I can't find them, so I bet you my husband's throwing them away. I caught him throwing one of my Christmas cards away the other day.
That's not on.
That's not on. I'm going to have to sit down and have a talk.
Courageous conversation,
Courageous
Tracy.
Courageous conversation.
Okay, here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Iron or not iron?
Not iron. That's too short. I don't know. I haven't ironed since I came to New Zealand.
That's
I'm lying. I bought a pair of trousers the other day that I have to plumb and iron.
See, this is the downside of linen, right?
Yes. I'm never buying those again.
All these women in their 50s going, linen's fabulous because it breathes. Yes, but it also needs ironing.
It wrinkles as well.
Yeah. I'm an ironer. There are two kinds of people in the world, people that iron, people that don't. I'm an ironer.
I'm a non-ironer. Yeah.
I used to iron pillowcases.
Oh, okay.
Because I like sleeping on a flat. But I found
like
that,
new
shitty polyester pillowcases don't need ironing, but my nice Irish linen ones really do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm an iron.
Nah.
Okay.
Too short.
Here's another one. Real book or a Kindle?
Real book. Yeah, I've got a Kindle and I really battle with it. I'm not a happy baby. I like the paper. I like to scribble on my books.
Tracy, our friendship is just disintegrating. And
I like to turn little
pages.
Here,
folks. In 27 minutes, we will no longer be friends.
Yeah, I turn the pages over to keep my place as well.
Wow, that's obscene.
I put it flat down when I walk away for 5 minutes. But they're loved.
She's so disrespectful.
My books are loved because they are used.
But my books are my friends and I respect them by not turning over the pages. I do, but I do also have a library app and I do read a lot on the app. I need a new tablet.
Yeah.
But they're great for travelling because you can have a choice of books then if you...
I listen to books.
And do you finish a book if you don't... If you start a book and you're not into it, do you keep... Do you hang in there and push through?
Yeah. I won't get rid of it. I'll keep it there for when I finish later, but I never do. But I fool myself that I will one day.
Like my self-help books. Yeah, I read the title
page. I've got a pile of... Oh, one day I'll finish them. I read about 3 or 4 books at a time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can't be doing that one at a time for me. Okay, here's another one for. When someone says no gifts, do they really mean it? Is it a genuine request, do you think, or are people saying that to be self-effacing?
Yeah. I don't think it's genuine. Who doesn't want gifts? What's wrong with you? Of course you want a gift.
So if you're invited to a party and they said, no presents, just your presence. Rent, how pathetic is that?
Oh, really?
No presents, just your presence. Would you take a present?
I've known to take a present. And sometimes you're like, I should not like the person, but like, I don't think I want to spend all that money and I've got an out. So I have done that once and it's mostly for like the kiddie things. You know, my beautiful daughter in love put a thing on and she said, don't worry about presents. But like, I know I'd probably be in trouble if I didn't get something for the granddaughter. So I wouldn't do that. Plus, I want to give her something.
And what about when you're invited somewhere and you say, what can I bring? Because you were brought up well and told that's what you should do. And the person says, just yourself.
Yeah.
Do you still take something?
Yeah, I always take a little chocolate or a gift for the person because, like, that's what you do, right?
Mm.
Yeah, or something.
Never empty-handed.
Exactly. You can't walk in there with nothing. In fact, once or twice, I've left it till the last minute thinking that we'll get it on the way, like we'll get a bottle of
something
or flowers or whatever. And then we run out of time and then Gary's like, they said nothing, it's fine. And I just go, you can't not take anything. And he's like, it's fine.
You turn up at the service station and get a packet of dairy milk.
Something. And he's like, it's fine.
Chocolate from the service station. I follow a guy on one of the social medias called William Hanson.
Okay.
And he's very funny. He has his own podcast called The Luxury Podcast, which I love.
Okay.
And he is all about British etiquette.
Oh, right.
So he does these funny little kind of things.
I think I've seen one or two.
Yeah. It's really, really good. And he talks about the wine that when you turn up to someone's house, when someone turns up to your house and they give you a bottle of wine, you shouldn't open that wine at the party. That wine should go in the cupboard for you to drink at a later date. And that's the correct etiquette for when somebody brings wine to a party.
I
didn't know that. I'd be like, excellent, because I didn't have any, so we'll open that up. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, neither did I.
Okay. Here's one. Can you ever have too many black tops?
I know your ones are this.
I did a count up the other day. I'm down to 17. I'm quite proud of that.
I think I've got 2. Although I've just bought, look at my little jersey with the hearts.
It's pretty
black
with the hearts
all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at me go.
Can you ever have too many black tops?
No.
I say no.
Yeah, I say yes, you can. But black trousers, no.
Yeah, that's
true. Or mine are black.
That's true. Good one.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. Should friends tell you when your partner's being a dick?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't mind if they tell me, but if I'm whinging about him, you're not allowed to be angry at him.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I think you should.
Would you do
out
it?
Out loud? Nah. Yeah, nah.
Oh, okay. That's
are
tricky.
You?
I'd want to.
Yeah.
I'd want to. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever witnessed, I mean, I don't have a partner of my own. I'm just trying to think if I've ever witnessed someone whose husband was being a dick.
And what would that look like? What is he?
I don't know. I mean, I think if it was somebody treating someone poorly.
Yeah.
But then they're probably not going to listen.
No.
Probably not going to listen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, next question.
Mm-hmm.
Is decluttering freedom, or is it just about moving stuff into prettier boxes?
That's very good. We used to call it decarping.
Decarping?
Decarping, because decrapping doesn't sound as good. But it was actually decrapping. So I'm really, because I don't want my kids to have to kind of go through all my crap one day when I pop my clogs. So I've been really on this mission to get rid of stuff. And I've never thought of myself as a hoarder, but I do keep files of everything and bits and pieces of paper just in case. Mm. And I've got it on my computer, so I don't know what that's about. But I also have, a little bit of ADHD because I'm going to do that. I'm going in that room. I'm going to sort this out. I'm going to move everything into pretty boxes and do all of that stuff. And then I get halfway through it and I get totally overwhelmed. So my daughter-in-law has been helping me with that. Mm. So she comes in and we did the linen cupboard and she was like, so when's the last time? And I was just like, and she goes, nope. And she just threw it. She said, you hesitated. If you love it, you'll go, yes, love it.
Yeah.
And so she helped me get rid of
And that lot. Person that's a little bit step removed is probably good because they don't have that same emotional attachment.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so, I did my linen cupboard on the weekend. There wasn't much left in it to pull out.
I was going
to
say.
There was a few things. a pile of pillowcases. Yeah. How do you end up with many pillowcases? Yes.
Well, maybe because they, like socks, sometimes go missing, but then they're big enough to reappear.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And then I kind of fancied myself, I'm going to do something with all these pretty pillowcases. I'm going to make something.
Oh, like a quilt.
I'm never going to do
it.
I know. It's the same with doilies. Oh, I had this big bag of lovely doilies that had come from my grandmother. I kept some.
Yeah.
But I had this idea I might make like a bedspread or something.
Yeah.
I'm never going to do it. No. I'm not. So I kept my favourite ones.
Yeah.
But it's really difficult to know what to do with
those. Do people use
things.
Doilies there now?
Well, craft people use them and they make clothing and they put them in things and stuff.
Okay.
Someone will be delighted. With the doilies.
Yeah.
Yeah, just on the moving things into boxes, I read a quote that said, if you need stuff to store your stuff, you've got too much stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I thought that was good.
That's really good. Yeah.
Because I'm a sucker for a pretty box.
Yeah.
A box.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the person that's like, that's a good box.
I know, I've got a few boxes that are empty at the moment. That I know I'm going to use it for something. I'm getting better, though. I'm getting help.
Okay. Good score.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. Mm-hmm. Is retirement something to look forward to, or is it something you fear?
I think I have moments. Well, to be fair, with Gary and I moving here, and we used to think, oh, we're retired, go travelling. Now we're going, we might have to work until we pop our clocks. And I don't think I'd ever want to just kind of bob around and do nothing. Mm. I'm always going to be doing something, whether it's working or just being helpful around somebody, adding value. I don't think I'd ever want to just... Oh, see, our idea of retirement is kind of sitting on the porch or on the beach somewhere.
Get off my lawn.
See, that's what happens when you do nothing. You become grumpy. grouchy. Yeah. So, I think it's not something which is not a good thing, actually, because we don't want to think about it.
We don't want to think about it. And if we are really, truly going to be aging and being kept alive by doctors, retirement's going to be a very long time.
Long time. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Do you remake the bed after one night's sleep in a hotel if you're staying more than one night?
Yes.
You're good. Yeah, I do. And I'm like,
I don't
why
make
am
a bed,
I
just flick it over.
Yeah, yeah. I find myself tidying the hotel room.
Yes.
Because I feel sorry for the cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we agree on something. We agree on finally.
Some things. That's good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next question. Yeah. Is it okay to leave a shopping trolley anywhere?
No. Don't be savage. I'm taking it back to the... Well, that I feel strongly about that one.
You do? My goodness, I was a bit taken aback. There's a dude on Instagram who, don't ask me what his handle is, but he's about 7 foot tall and covered in tattoos and everything. And his thing on Instagram is finding people that have left trolleys, and he goes up to the car and knocks on the door and says that he's the trolley patrol.
Troll.
And scares these people into returning their trolleys.
That's funny. Wow, what a mission in life. Yeah, no, I just think it's not that hard to take it back, right? Yeah.
And it is
what
very.
Do you do,
yeah,
Susan?
No, I'm a returner. Okay, no, okay. I'm a returner. But I was reflecting that. That I try and park near a trolley base.
Oh, there we go.
Because yeah. It's double handling. It's yeah, like the oh, right. You know, unpacking yeah. groceries, yeah. putting washing away, yeah. unpacking, and then putting away yeah. all your dishes from the dishwasher. Putting yeah. taking the trolley back. It's you feel like you're doing something twice.
Yeah. yeah.
So the least distance I need to do that.
Right. I'm just getting my steps in, girl. I'm getting my steps.
Yeah.
In.
Well, yeah. I think I said on one of the episodes about someone. I might have said about this. So we were talking about a workshop I was running and things you could the tiny little micro habits. Right. Talking about micro habits.
Yeah.
And someone said, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to park my car further from the office because
yeah.
it gave them an extra. It, yes. it was quite a lot when you added yeah. it up over the, yeah. the time.
There you go.
So I'm full of all of those good intentions. The road to hell is paved with – my road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Good intentions.
I'm going to walk every day, but right. I don't. I think
yeah.
I'm going to,
yeah.
but
no.
I don't.
No.
Okay, we've got a couple more.
Uh-huh.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Ugh.
Until I've changed since I've got to New Zealand, though.
Really?
Yeah, I've started, this is what I don't understand people that stay up late, is you feel awful the next morning. So the last few while I've been trying to finish a crochet project for my daughter-in-law, and so I've been going to bed really late, and I just can't get up in the morning. So is that how you feel in the morning? Because I want to go back to being the early bird, which means I go to bed earlier.
Well, I feel terrible. It doesn't matter whether I've had 2 hours sleep or 12 hours sleep. I'll tell you the worst bit, though. Yeah. I'm a night owl, but I've taken to, and it's probably because I've got a lot on my mind at the moment, falling asleep on the couch.
Ooh.
And it's such an amazing nap at 7 p.m., but then I'm wide
then
awake.
You're wide awake.
Absolutely wide awake. I have no desire to go to bed until, you know, midnight.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I do admire the early birds from a point of view of that must be lovely, but I don't want to be one.
It is nice because, you know, when the kids were younger, I used to love being able to get up and have the house to myself.
Oh, that, yes.
It was amazing because they'd be sleeping and I could have a cup of tea without anyone needing me or having to touch me. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's very good.
Mm.
Okay. Should grandparents give parenting advice?
No.
Ever?
If they ask for it. I'll give them my opinion, but we've got, and sometimes Grandpa goes, because he feels like he has some wisdom to impart, and I'm like, it's not our child to raise. We can, and when they're in our home, we have our kind of rules, but I think it's quite a dangerous one to have, especially when you have the other, you know, you can probably tell your child, but how do you tell someone else's child? So I think we've got to be careful. Because you want to keep that relationship good. But if they ask, I'll tell them.
Mm.
But if they don't ask, I've got
good
to
answer. See, I haven't
bite
got
my tongue.
I haven't got to that point yet.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Okay, so here's some midlife debatey type questions.
Ooh.
So getting into the we're kind of near the end
stuff.
Now, but look, it's a couple of meaty ones. So is living your best life...
I can feel a rant coming.
Is living your best, hearing someone say you should live your best life, or is it inspiring, or does it just sound exhausting?
I think I've said it a few times. I think it depends. No. I think it's exhausting, because what does that mean? I've got to do all these extra steps every time I do anything.
So what if living your best life meant sleeping until 9 o'clock, having chocolate for breakfast?
Yeah, baby, let's go.
Sitting around in your action wear all day long but not actually taking any action. I mean, if that's what your best life was, we're conditioned that that is a failure, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because your best life should be you're up with the birds and you're having some kind of weird muesli thing for breakfast. No, you're having...
No, that's somebody else's best life.
A acai bowl for breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. Yeah, I think having your best life is living a life that is joyful.
Yeah.
So whatever that means, but I think all these things that we have to find to do on Instagram, that's living somebody else's best life.
Yeah, yeah. And no, in fact, like we said in the last episode, yeah, it's not even a real best life. No. It's someone else's pretend best life.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Good point. I agree.
Oh, look at us.
Do you think you've gained more confidence with age or lost it?
Gained. I used to be so concerned about other people's thoughts of me. I think that it held me back. I really double-guessed myself and I always had to ask for permission. Where now I'm like, I'm just going to do what I want.
Yeah. The menopausal woman becomes stabby because had to be stabby.
She's going to get a throat punch.
Yeah.
I love that to say. Yeah,
love it. Yeah. So last question. Just confidence, something you gain with age. I'm still not very confident. I wasn't confident when I was young. I'm confident in some of the things I do that I do well, but my overall confidence, it's all a front. Okay. I'm not a very confident
person. You're amazing. You should be confident because you're awesome.
I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to take the advice from that last session we had, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to hold it.
There you go.
Awesome.
Love it.
Okay, here's our last question. Are we too busy, or are we just really bad at saying no?
Oh, yeah. I hate that word, busy. And people ask me, and I'm like,
how are you? Busy?
I'm busy. Even though I'm not busy.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing, is we don't know, we don't use that no, and that no is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain why it's no, just no. And if people battle to hear that, hell no, works just as well. In fact, I'm fluent to say that, hell no, because they go like, oh, but you, okay, don't know what to do with that, no. Hell no says it.
I'm going to remember that. Hell no. If it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. Yeah, I think that's really good advice. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to throw a challenge out to everyone that's listening and say we're going to have some stuff going up on Instagram and Facebook about these things.
Yeah.
So it would be good to hear what other people...
Yeah,
What's the great debate?
Tell us what you think.
Oh, really good, awesome. Really good questions.
Yeah, it was nice to have some lightness after some meaty things that we've had to deal with.
Yeah, yeah.
So one good thing, that's good news. How's it going on the job front?
Oh, yeah. So the contract I've got now has been extended. Yeah, I just literally this morning I saw that and saw the letter.
Yay.
So that's really good news. And that gives me work through to the end of the year, which gives me time for a few more people to die and me get my funeral celebrancy going.
Get that going. Come on, people.
Yeah,
step up.
So I've got 6 months. So that's really good news.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Cool. Good chat.
Good chat. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too, thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle. Here I am, stuck in the
middle. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.